Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's too nice to have you back where you belong. The way I introduce this tape to see if it's working right is to sing my little baby one more sweet old song. Well, hello, Flossie. Well, hello there, Flossie. I hope that everything is going swell, Nell, 'cause I'm here to tell ya I'm a hearty happy fella, and I know you're gonna love me tonight, because we're gonna talk about everything under the sun. We're gonna talk about me and you particularly, and we're gonna tell you whatever you wanna hear, 'cause what you wanna hear is what I gotta say. I got a nice letter from you today, and guess who else I got a nice letter from? Lou Woman. He's down here in Saigon. He's a Saigon cowboy, and he works out around 3 and 4 core. But I got a nice letter from you today. You talk like you want to get out in the woods and get away from it all. Well, I got news for you, honey. News that you want to hear, because I want to get away from it all, too, with you, only you. Now, what do you say we work up something? I'd like to buy one of those scouts, one of those internationals like Wagner has. John Wagner. I wonder what we ought to buy. Maybe we can buy a good one, maybe a second-hand one, maybe something. I don't know. I got a feeling that you and I will probably be leaving there. It all depends. And so we'll probably want something for our own use. Maybe we can rent one or lease one. Maybe we can lease a trailer and a scout for a couple of months. Maybe we could do that. Maybe we'll go on a little trip, take a long haul and go over to Canada and down throughout the country and just see how things are going with the rest of the world up there. We might go up through Montana and see some of our relatives in that part of the world. Who knows? Well, anyway, talk to Lou or somebody about renting something for 2 or 3 months, a couple of months. I ought to have 2 months anyway. And I think what we'll do is probably I'll put in for Safe Haven while I'm down here, and we ought to be somewhere on a priority list, and maybe we'll just pack up our duds, and when I come out again, and if I do, we'll plan on me coming, then we'll plan on buttoning up the house and come out to the West to make a fortune for another year and a half, or 2 years. That should be a very good thing to do. At least we can give it a try and see if I can't make something out of it. See if you and I can't spend the next few years of having some good fun floating around. We'll give old Cindy to Lou and Ruth, and we'll go hightailing it, free and easy, on a draw. Well, the letter from you sounded like you really wanted to not to work anymore. Sounded like you had spring fever, baby. You told me the grass was greening up, which is nice. That'll give anybody spring fever. And you told me that you sure would like to sit on a stream, wet your pole, right? Well, that sounds pretty good, like a good trip, like a good way to travel. And I think we might just try that. Free and easy. No, nothing working. If I got enough leave, I'll be paid for my leave while I'm gone. $1,000 a month. Whoa-de-do. Well, I don't know. We'll think about it. Haven't had much. I wrote you a letter last night and haven't had much news since then, like you say in your letter. Not a heck of a lot of news, but I guess probably we could talk about the heat. It's getting real hot here. I talked about that in my letter. We can talk about me playing tennis tonight. That's good for me because I like to get out. And like I used to like to get out and play golf, I like to get out and wrap that old club around, that tennis ball around. And feel pretty good, pretty healthy. I got this old crud, though. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Prostatitis or whatever it is. I guess I'll go see the doctor pretty soon. I think I'll call up tomorrow and make myself an appointment for physical to see if I can get over in a hospital someplace, a naval hospital, and get me a physical examination. Well, the boss is gone yesterday and today. He went on home leave. Everybody goes when these SMA leaves. They just bail out when it's their turn. And boy, I should have been bailing now, but no wonder you're so anxious to see me. It's time I should be home to see you. But this time I have to wait until the end of the tour. And that's a long time. 6 months is a long time, baby. But we can't complain because we got, I got 3 vacations on this tour, and I think I'm pretty lucky to get that. I got to be home with you for the time I was home, and I think you and I are really pretty lucky, kid, when you get to thinking about it. Look at the rest of the world around here. Of course, when you're out in the world, there's all kinds of difference anyway than sitting around home worrying about stuff. Sitting around in one location wondering if who's going to get elected on the commission and who's going to be able to get the gravy and who's going to get the water bill passed and griping about a lot of other people. But I guess you and I, we got her really knocked. We should just say thank you, Lord, and I think we do quite often. We're not the least bit ashamed to say thank you, Lord, because we know that where our good things come from. Is that right? You bet your life. That's right. I hope that the spring fever hasn't hit the kids too hard and makes your life too miserable up there where you are. I had to knock off a minute there and I lost the train of thought. But I think what I'll do, since Lou's down in Saigon, I think I'll write him a letter and ask him to find out. Maybe I can get my job changed when I come back here. I'm kind of reluctant to come back to Quan Nai, although it's a pretty good place. I just don't feel that I should stay here when there's such a big area out here to work around in. So much going on, and I just got a feeling that I'd ought to try to get something else. I don't know. Maybe I'm right, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm weak, and maybe I'm strong. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you. I got, I told you about the tape from Charlie. You said, consider it part of yours, okay? I got a good, well, Lou wrote me a tape a long time ago. See if I can see the date on it. Ain't no date on it. Supposed to do 10 cents on it, though. Tell Lou and he sends them big tapes. They cost 30 cents. And they're trying to collect off me. They just said postage due. These tapes are really kind of nice. I'm sorry that your old voice won't come out over the tape because I listen sometimes through my door. I can hear the boss getting tapes from his wife, and she just chats away like he's sitting right there in front of her. And just like I'm talking to you here, kind of one-sided. That's a kind of phobia, I guess, you get, like phobia riding in the elevators. But it seems like you ought to be able to overcome that in your own private room where you shut the door and there's nobody but you and God and that machine in front of you. Then you can chat away and talk away and just like hypnotizing yourself and saying, well, now there's my honey sitting right there. I'm just going to talk like I want to say some things to him that I want him to hear. And this is going to be the way I'm going to do it. Then sit there and just chat and chit and chitter and yak yak and pretty soon you get in a habit. Well, if you don't like what you said, you can play it over and erase it. And pretty soon you get in the habit of just keeping talking because the tape keeps running and there's no need leaving them spaces blank when your honey's going to be listening to it on the other side, even if it's nonsensical. It's better than nothing. And you could teach Cindy to bark. Sit up, Cindy, and bark. Tell that, say hello to Carly. Roop, 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 roop. Yeah, that's it. And tell Carly that your feet are sore. Roop, roop, roop. That's a girl. And then I can talk back to Cindy. And I can ask Cindy to take care of you and keep you happy until I get there. Because it ain't going to be too long now. It ain't going to be too long. When I look up and see the 15th of April already staring me in the face. Wow, because honey, it just is over like a flash. It just don't last too long. That's one thing about this whole life. It just ups and downs and away we go. And here sometimes it's looks like we're in forever. I've just read the story of that 900 days in Leningrad. In the Reader's Digest, my God, people live in torture, terrible hardships. I don't understand how people can do that. And here you and I just live so free and easy, and we talk to each other over a long distance like this, and we got all the. This is. I got the radio on. Can you hear it? There's somebody talking. He's telling them what the condition is. We got a color condition. We call condition white, gray, yellow, and red. And when the condition's red, look out, Charlie. And when the condition's yellow, going to twiddle our thumbs. When the condition's gray, we just kind of half twiddle our thumbs until condition might go into something else. That's a sort of a condition.